This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, December 17th. God's word to you today is the Master's Peace. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 2 verse 10 from the Voice Translation, and it says, "For we are the product of his hand, heaven's poetry etched on lives, created in the anointed Jesus, to accomplish the good works God arranged long ago." God used one of the most embarrassing moments of my life to reveal himself to me. So it is impossible to convince me that God is not alive, even though I still did not get saved until my final year at the university. But I just knew where to run to in times of trouble until I finally came home. The truth is, if we are to edit out our most embarrassing moments and the embarrassing moments, we will be left with less than a quarter of our lives because we would cut off every part. In your edited movie, you would cut off every mistake, cut off the parts when you were bedwetting. You will cut off everything. You will present only the shiny parts. But the truth is, our lives are not complete without those moments of pain, without those moments when we wait upon God, without those moments of trials. In fact, the beauty of our lives is that when we put the entire picture together, we see that it is like a mosaic. We see that we are God's masterpiece. When we look at the entire picture of our lives, we marvel at how God is able to put all the broken pieces together. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece." God puts together all the broken pieces of our lives and makes something shiny and beautiful. God's style of change is not about making us polite people. Some people think once you're a Christian and you're polite, then you're a good Christian. Yes, we will be polite people, but God is not just about making us polite people. It is about total transformation. How do I cheer up when my change seems distant and when what I'm trusting God for appears to be out of reach? There are four truths that we need to imbibe. The first truth is, to cheer up when my change seems distant, I must embrace the big picture. I was sharing with some of my colleagues how when we first started God's Favorite House, I was on what seemed to be an indefinite fast. I did not even know when I was going to stop. I was doing a type of fast that is called coast to coast. I eat on Sundays after service, and my next meal is the next Sunday after service. I did not know when I was going to stop. I did not care how I looked. I was focused on the big picture. There were times I wanted to stop fasting. There were times I wanted to give up the fast. But because I embraced the big picture, God showed me what he wanted to do. I knew that I needed to pay the price for it. So I was just going coast to coast. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for holding together every piece of my life and making me whole. Thank you for giving me a vision of things to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.